Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everybody. We were just finishing up this. We spent a lot of time analyzing Shchuni Gavoy. But the last line explained what's the Yesod Machlok between Rabban or Nachman, Nichse Devei Bar Sisen. What do we say? We'll repeat the last line. Derev Nachman, Rabban Nachman, Ami Lokasha, Kamen Dar, were just these parts. What do they say about Devei Bar Sisen? Rabba says, Mocher Koy Venichse. He sold me Nechzeh Dvira Sison. We don't know if this is Nechzeh Dvira Sison or not. So Motzvich HaRel of Araya, the Mocher keeps it. And what is our Nechzeh back then? Came into Armelid Dvira Sison, or Mikrid Dvira Sison, Ali Dvira Ramya, Legluye, Dvav, Dvavar Sison. Since he said Dvavar Sison and it's called Dvavar Sison, he has to prove that it's not Nechzeh Dvavar Sison. Okay, there's a bit of a chlokes Rishona what the logic is. The simple pshat, which is everyone but Rabbi Yonah, I believe, is that Rava says most of all of a raya. You want to take the land away from the mocher, and Rav Nachman says there is a raya. If he says nixed dvivar sisin and it's called nixed dvivar sisin, what something is called is a raya. That's the simple pshat. Nixed dvivar sisin says Rava. Most of it, wherever Olav Haraya says Rav Nachman, the simple pshat is the Ramah and the other Rishonin says there is a Raya. And what do we learn from here? The Ramah learns a cultural Kula principle. Whenever everyone calls something something, that's a Raya. If everyone says it's a Bar Sisin, it must have come from Bar Sisin. And whoever
Asaf, can you make the camera a little clearer? It's very difficult to read the board.
Hopefully that did the trick. In any case, the Yad Rav would say that we learned from here that Manda Isisada Davi Mikra Hey Aragavi Kumi Almud Yadu Lishma etc. Rayahu Rayahi. What people say is a raya. Okay, here there's a subtlety. Our Ma thinks it's mamish like two Aden. Therefore, he thinks even if you bring two Aden, it's not going to be Bar Sisin, it's only Trey and Trey. My impression, the other Rishonim, they don't say explicitly. They think it's not a stronger raya, it's two Aden. But there is a raya because Mashenikra Bifi Ha'olam is a proof. Okay. And says the Avraham, Tava Lishnei Aden. I assume the other Rishonim say it's not the same. It's too many, but it's a proof. Yes.
If it's the idea is that everyone calls it something, so why aren't they all made that it's called that?
They call it Nisei Dvevar Sisin. They don't know that, let's say, I'm the Moicher, you're the Kohen, right? I sold you all the things I bought from Bar Sisin. Everyone called this. The house of Bar Sisin. None of them know that I bought it from Bar Sisin. They just know that it's called that. That's what everyone calls it. You interrogate everyone in town, they all say I call it that because everyone calls it that. No one actually knows why. That's what they call it. They don't know.
But it's just a question of what they call it, not a question of how he.
No. Okay. Let me go back for a second. That fit into the other Ramah and everyone else. The Ramah and the other Rishonim say there is a raya. Why? Because if it's called Dvei Bar Sisin, that proves it was acquired from Bar Sisin. That clarify?
And then they can't testify.
Right, as opposed to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah has a bit of a das yachid. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, no. Just if you call something is not a proof. He thinks the oilum is a goilum. Just because people call something, it's not a proof. Rather, he says what Yoni thought I was saying before, if I understood your misunderstanding properly. He says, even if it's not called Vei Bar Sisin, even if it's not acquired from Bar Sisin, I still sold it. Because since I sold you Nechzeh Dvei Bar Sisin, and I knew people call it Nechzeh Dvei Bar Sisin, I obviously had das to sell it to you. So nothing says that they don't need a raya. Rather, it's an umdana. It's an umdana that since the mocher knew it was called Devei Bar Sisen, he intended to sell it whether or not it's actually acquired from Bar Sisen. Right? So the Rabbi Yonah says, no, when I said I'm selling it to the Bar Sisen, if everyone called it to the Bar Sisen, then I have das to sell it to you whether it's really from Bar Sisen or not. Because I knew that that's what everyone thinks. As opposed to the other Rishonim would say, no, I only had in mind to sell you things that are from Bar Sisen, but we believe what everyone thinks. The little duffing part of Rishonim says, Ali David Gluy, I have to prove that it's not. It sounds like if I could bring proof that I didn't buy it from Bar Sisen, then I don't have to give it to you. Why? I had in mind. So the answer is, no, you're not going as far as you thought. So it says to Rishonim, because if I knew I had Aiden that it wasn't from Bar Sisen, I had in mind to rely on the Aiden. But if I don't have Aiden, then I obviously had in mind to go with what people think. Unless I rely on my Aiden. If I have, everyone agrees if I have Aiden, it's that I didn't buy it from Bar Sisen, I don't have to give you the field or the house or whatever my example was. But why? The simple shot and most shown, because what everyone says is a proof, but Aiden is a counterproof. And Yona says no. Because in Astav, I agreed to give you what looks like Nechzei Dvei Bar Sisen, but if I had Aiden, then I just planned to bring the Aiden, and I didn't have in mind to give it to you. Okay.
Didn't I understand it a little bit opposite? Basically the same thing, but he was saying, since I knew it's called Bar Sisen, and I knew there might be a problem, I would have specifically said, I'm not selling you this field.
Okay, fair enough. Right? You can say for Minyona, since I knew everyone called it Bar Sisen, if I didn't want to sell to you, I would have said except for this to avoid the problem. Since I didn't say except for this, that shows I have in mind to sell it to you. Okay, I agree. Let's go back to the Gemara then. How darmalei l'chavri? Next case in the Gemara. A lot of how darmalei l'chavri, my boys, my basis. Right? What are you doing in my house? Amrlei minach zavante v'chal shechazaka. What do you mean? I bought it from you and I ate it for 3 years. Meaning lived it for 3 years. Amrlei b'shukei barai havai. I was in shukei barai. Okay? At least the word shukei barai, everyone knows what it means. Shukei Birai, the outer shvakim markets. I was in the outer marketplaces. And I have Shukei Birai Havai. So Amrle, the guy says back to him, but Isli Sadi, because Shata have a osis plus in Yomen. But I have proof that every year you came back for 30 days. Now, what does it seem like? Just the time of Shukei Birai was good enough. If not for the fact that he bore Edom that he came back every day for 30 years. So Shukei Barai is a good taina. Why is Shukei Barai a good taina? Why is Shukei Barai a good taina? Right, what's the diuk? The diuk is that tainas Shukei Barai mahan. Right? If he didn't have Edom that he came back for 30 days. Why would? Just pshat. Okay. So why he was in Shukei Barai? He was in Shukei Barai. Just in Shukei Barai, why did that take away the guy's, why did that take away the guy's chazaka? So most Rishonim say is based on the Mishnah on the Lamed Ches. Sorry. Sholosh Arotzos L'chazaka. It's not a valid chazak unless he's in Medina Achas, unless he's nearby. Okay, and the Gemara says why? The Gemara says because it was when there's a blockade, an embargo between them, and Stam Yud and Galil are an embargo or the equivalent of an embargo. That's more or less what the Rashbam says here, "Abishuga b'raya ve'eretz marchakim makom she'ina she'yoros mitzuyos," which they saw the dachlam ches. I was so far away; it's makom she'ina she'yoros mitzuyos. The lo yadati, and I had no way of knowing that you were in my house. Lakach lo machisi, and that's why it's not a valid chazaka because I didn't know, like it says in the Mishnah, Bihuda ve'chzav galil, etc. You have to be someplace where it's Shayaros, where Shayaros Matsuyos. Okay, what he says, this is a bit of a machlokas, technical machlokas later on. It could be that very far away, even without a chirim, there aren't Shayaros Matsuyos, but the next country over only with a chirim. Basically, why? So, Rashbam, Viro, Rishonim, say, very simple, that he was the Eretz Rechoka, the Makom, She'ein, Shayaros, Mitsuyos, Pigon, Shascherum, and therefore, it's not a valid Chazaka. The Rabbeinu Hananel, it's the same Rabbeinu Hananel we saw already, right? Rabbeinu Hananel looks at things a little differently because he has a big Kiddush that we said was different than all the other Rishonim. He says, even though Chazidul Arsenu go on with Wul Haimais Vishas Cheirum, Shein Chazakim Vishayemes, Ashim Umdina, they said maybe it's when it's an untimed embargo, when the Shayars aren't Mitsuyos, and therefore it's not a valid Chazaka. Mihu, I've got the Kaimalan. In Dinahachu. Yeah, they're right. That would be true, but I have a different shot in this case. Because he has this chiddush that the inishi amokisham dina motzoi beisha toins elokeshakanaz akakamenu kiditan inichzakashiyamom dina the chimshayetam filoyom echad diklamemra, etc. Okay, we already read this last time. Says the Rach, because this is the Shita, this is the Shita's Yachid of the Rach, that Afilu Imhaya b'makom karum shehachayaros mitsuyos eina chazaka ela in kain haya sham Nemo Leo Mellet. Right, you need to be there for one day because this is, remember, we mentioned this to Rabbeinu Hananel last time. This is his shot that was similar to the Rif, but the Ramban pointed out different that all the other Rishonim say, as long as you're nearby for 3 years, that's good enough. The only time it should be right, that was so far away, there are no Shayaros and news didn't travel. Says Rabbeinu Hananel, no, you're right. If news didn't travel, if you're so far away, news didn't travel, it wouldn't be about Chazaka. But even if you're close enough that news does travel, it's still not a Chazaka unless you're there for one day, because he assumes that you're not gonna get the news and know to inquire about the news and hear about it unless you're there for one day. You have to be there for one day to find out in the first place. And the Rabbeinu Gershom has a third shot. Says Rabbeinu Gershom here, a Mechudesh Pshat. That's the next line of the Gemara for sure. But he says for all 3 years he was tarred with schora, right? He says I was going in makom in the says Rabbeinu Gershom that he was tarred with schorasto. And he didn't have any p'nai limchos, right? Lo yisuyachol limchos.
Does he do it after
having a p'nai limchos? Right? So what does he do with the hemshek? Again, the reason why no one else said like him is they said, no, that's the next part of the Gemara. Shugan Gerai is because of being far away. Mm-hmm. Tarad b'schor is because the next part of the Gemara. He would say, no, it's all about being tarad b'schor also. The only thing is, if you're in a shuk away from home, you can be tarred with scharasso for many days. If you're in a shuk in your hometown, you're only tarred for 30 days.
I think it's slightly, what I was thinking going to say is slightly different than what Rebbe was saying, that the standard for what tarred means to not be able to make a macho when you're very, very far away is that you don't have enough time to get a caravan together or to get a letter.
But you know what I'm saying? If you're in a faraway shuk, then even for more than 30 days, you're too tarred to get
The problem is, though, the Gemara says a good enough lacha if you're moch in front of two people, even if they're not special people. You don't have to get a letter sent. You just have to be moch in front of two people, even far away. So I'm not sure.
Maybe you can just
right. Now, let me just point out that I realized that I didn't fully explain. And what's the problem? So what's the problem if you are you're in a faraway country? Remember, we saw this a bit of a machlokas rishonim. So what is the problem if you're in a faraway country? And I think the way we said it was, I don't think we said all the shitas, I must admit. But we definitely didn't say all the shitas. And so what if you're in faraway country? According to most Rishonim, the lo shama hachazaka, you don't hear the chazaka in a faraway country because there's no Torah mitzuyot. So remember, Tosfos not one test held that you do hear the chazaka in a faraway country. You just can't be mocha because even if you're mocha, the word won't spread. Hearing the chazaka, that's easy to hear, but bracha, it's hard to spread. Therefore, there's no point being mocha. It's a bracha v'atala. So it says Tosfos on daf lamed ches. And we mentioned this in the rush over here. And two other Rishonim, the Ravini Yona, these were not on the cover sheet, and the Tosafot Rid, they say, Shama HaChazaka in a faraway country, Aval Eino Yachol Limchos, because even if you're Mocha, no one will hear, so there's no point being Mocha. And let's just fall into the Rach. Rav says, you need to be mamish in town one day to hear about it. Yeah, if you're out of town, the close place, you can keep track of it and be mocha, et cetera. But just to get the ladies on stuff, if you meet in town one day, everyone else says, no, you don't need to be in town one day. If you're close by, the word spreads. All words spread if you're close by, but if you're so far away, there's no shayaros. Like the Mokom Kerem, or someplace so far away, there are never shayaros. Then, according to most Rishonim, you never hear about it. And according to some Rishonim, you hear about it, but can't be mocha. Anyway, that was the time you should have been. Let's do one other. A lot of technical issues we have to do in this sugya. The Rabbeinu Hananel is very bothered by the question of, hold on a second. Wasn't my focus Rava and Rav Nachman whether you're Nehman to say Shwini Gavoy? Rava said that, sorry, Rav Nachman said he's Nehman to say Shwini Gavoy. Rava said he's not. Who's talking here? Rava. So Rava said he's not Nehman to say he was Shwini Gavoy. Right? I'm not going to go right. He didn't prove he's Mishkuni Gavai. So why here is he never say he's Mishkuni Gavai? Right? So that's the question of the Rach, right? And many others. If Rava holds that, Sarah Lohokhia Shahaya Mishkuni Gavai, why does Rava hold that he's Naman Lomar? That's a valid question, right? How come here he believes him that he's Shkuni Gavai? If that was Nachman, Rava holds, I don't believe you're Shkuni by the Gavai. Most well, Varaya, go back. I didn't have to work. He was not. You have to prove you're Shkuni Gavai. So it's a stira in Rava. What does Rabbeinu Hananel answer the stira in Rava? The Rashi also quotes this. What does Rabbeinu Hananel answer the stira in Rava? What? Exactly. Why? That goes together with the Masor of all the Rishonim, remember, except for the anonymous Yishon in the Rif, that we pass like Rav Nachman, even though Rava was Basrai, because in that time, Rava was a Talmid Yosef Bei Rabbo, and he was just making suggestions of learning from his Rebbe. That makes sense. If he was just a Talmid Yosef Bei Rebbe, Rabbo was making suggestions, but really accepting everything his Rebbe said, then Mestamo and his Rebbe said he changed his mind. So one answer is Rabbeinu Hananel says, and the Rashba also brings this, although he brings two answers, is that Rava Chazar Bo, which is not, again, it sounds like a cheap answer, oh, he was closer Bo, but no, it's the whole point that it sounds in the story like he was a Talmud with a Rabbo, then of course he would have been closer Bo. What does a good Talmud do?
The Rach quotes a Yesh Omrim, and this is also in the Rashba and the Ritva and a few other Rishonim.
The Rach, the Shein Yesh Omrim, the Rashba also, I know the Rashba's two answers, Ritva, Bimod, they give it different. They just say it's not, the whole question was that question in the first place. Who says we believe in you, Mishtuke Baraya? He said Mishtuke Baraya this. Who says we take his word for it? Maybe it was just a W Yavua. Maybe it was just obviously proven, right? So maybe there was proof. There was proof that he was Mishuke Baroi. But either the guys were doer, everyone admitted, no one argued, there was proof. I mean, it was so obvious you're Mishuke Baroi, you didn't have to say, you're the eighth of Mishuke Baroi. Everyone knew he was the right. Everyone admitted he was the right. Okay, so those are the two answers Rabbi Hanano brings down, and the Rashba bring down.
Is it sort of like a natural thing, like if somebody, hey, he's out of town, versus, oh, he's here. Isn't there more of a burden? I'm not formulating the right, but if the time is that you're here, there's more expectation of interaction, whereas he said, he wasn't anywhere near here.
Right, but again, Shuke Baroi means a, wherever it means, I mean, especially if you say Shuke Baroi means very faraway land, does everyone know? I don't know. Okay, let's see what everyone knows. By the way, the Rach only asked this question, and the Rach and the Ritva only asked this question because they are from the Rishonei Sfarad. According to Rishoni Ashkenaz, I haven't found any Rishoni Ashkenaz asking this question. The Rush deals with whether or not you have to bring proof of Shuke Baroi, but he doesn't ask it as a question from Rav and Rava. Because Rishoni Ashkenaz should say Shuke Baroi means the inner chamber, Shuke Baroi means the faraway land. They're two different things. That's why they don't even ask the question, right? You ask me, why do only Sfaradim ask this question? So, Rishoni Ashkenaz, lo hikshu kut yazos. Why? Kept from anything in silence, but maybe v'yesh lomar de neman liton shahaya b'makom rachok aval lo shahaya b'cheder pnimi. Okay, but I don't know. It could be for a different reason. Let's say, if you're showing me Ashkenaz, it's not such a question in the first place. You could say that Rava holds your Neman to say you were far away, because maybe Rava holds, being in a faraway land is a very common thing, is a very normal thing, but to say you lived there with him, you know, and to make up a fact you lived there with him and no one noticed, then he doesn't, he thinks it's a little too far out, a little too machudish for you to be, for you to be towing, but, to I understand you can say as far left, but to put a practical perspective, to say you don't know where I was, oh, I was very far away, a very normal thing, and you believe him. To say, oh, you didn't notice I was actually just like there with him the whole time, and no one noticed, is a bit more tough thing to say. So maybe, okay, maybe that's why they never had the Rosh question.
I think the Ritva said a little differently than the Rosh and the others, that the Ritva had the entry. He said that everyone sort of, that the other guy's Masian, but then he continued the story and he said, when the guy says, Basikade, I've aided that you were here for a month every year. And then the guy responds, and I think this is Iker point, the guy responds and says, no, but I was hard in the shuk, and that's an anan tzadi. And that's why I'm really believing. Meaning the reason why it's not a steer in Rava is because his Iker claim, meaning everyone's masking, all the shuk are masking that in the case of Shuki Barai, both of them are in agreement that the guy was out of town. The only thing that they're not masking is whether the guy was angry, the first one, all the rest agrees that he was out of town, but then Hajin Kutchul and Dokta, meaning why would, everyone agrees he's out of town, but then what about the next Shlav?
I'm not the next Shlav yet. The next Shlav, you have Avis, right? The next Shlav, he has Aiden that he was there for 30 days. He says he was tarred b'shuk.
There's no Edus to his tarred b'shuk.
But you have a chazaka that everyone's tarred b'shuk. So it's not a problem.
So that's it. But that's the answer the Ritva said. What else was the next step?
I know, but that's because it's obvious then. But that's because it's obvious. No, I don't think that's the answer to the steer. I think he's just continuing his, I don't have the lush in front of me, but I didn't read the Ritva the way you read the Ritva. You know, is that a doing me? Is that a doing you? Or is that a doing the Ritva? I'm claiming in you. Yeah. But what does he say here? Where's my... Yesh Makhtim that Rava above said the opposite of here. And that's not a good kasha because the Rava didn't believe him. Everyone agreed to that. Everyone agreed to him on that. And then he's just continuing.
Why would he need to continue in order to answer that question? And then
you
feel.
Amalei, give me a second. Obviously, side of the call. Shadow of the other. Okay, you're right. He's asking a second question, which they don't ask, which is, and why is he never to start with shock? The answer is, I'm inside you to start with shock.
He's saying, in order to explain Rabbi, you have to explain that.
Because he has two questions, so you have two answers. His second question is, so why do you believe he was tarred with shock? If you don't believe he was from Shkuni
Rabbi.
Yeah. And the answer is because Anansadi, but I think the second answer is just pretty obvious. I agree. Okay. The one more detail when it comes to this sugya is we didn't finish the sugya. The guy says, "I your sugar right, isli sadi choshata da have asis plus in yomin. I have adam. You came 30 days every year. So as long as meaning." When he came 30 days a year, l'chor, he means you came 30 days even at the end of 3 years, right? Either at the end of the third year or, you know, beginning of the fourth year or whatever. At some point, you came for 30 days to town. And when you come to town, you realize I'm in your property. You have to be mocha. And if you're in mocha, you're mafsid. Meaning, he doesn't have to be close by all 3 years. All the Rishonim say he only has to be close by at the end of the 3 years. So at the end of 3 years, you were here. Why weren't you mocha then? The answer is, klasin yom, alay klasin mishugi habitarinna. No, I was too busy with my shuk. He's right. Meaning, when Ira wins, because for 3 years he's busy in his shop. Who cares that he was busy in his shop? Right? What's the last one? Bishukai Hava Taridna. Bishukai Hava Taridna. So what? Who cares that he was so busy? So what did the Rashbam say here? What did the Rashbam say? But the Rashbam then also says that Yesh Mefarshim, some people say, I mean, the Rashbam brings Machlokas. Basically, everyone brings this Machlokas, right? Says the Rashbam, Lo Yada Shehalo Machsek Beveso. He was so busy, he didn't have time to check on his property. He was very busy in so many days. Right? Not like business trips nowadays when everyone goes out to the bar at night, whatever. No, they worked hard. He was managed 24 hours. There's still people who work 24 hours a day. He was 24 hours a day busy. He's like the lawyers nowadays, right? That they work 80-hour weeks, right? He was so busy that he didn't have time to check on his property and he didn't know. As opposed to the Yesh Mefarshim in the Rashbam, who said, no, of course I knew. I just didn't have time to do a mechaa. Okay, who agrees with the first shot in the who agrees with Rashbam himself? Who on the Makor sheet agrees with Rashbam himself? I mean, again, just making lists is not necessarily such a big deal. But who agrees with the Rashbam himself? The Nemuka Yosef? The Rosh says the same thing. The Rabbeinu Hananel says the same thing. The Rif says the same thing. The Rambam that was on the Makoros says the same thing. The Yad Ramah says the same thing. Okay, now all these are on the Makoros. And the Rashba and Ritva and Meiri bring down the same thing, right? One day in the Rashba and the Ritva, I know these are not on the Korachi just because, like, you know, we don't just going to make less all day long. Who says
that. Who says that he didn't have time to be moche? Well, this Yish Mefarshim. Who is this Yish Mefarshim? Right. Who comes before the Rashbam? Well, more people come before the Rashbam. They come before Rashi. That's what Gershom says. Tar b'shuke ve'eino yachol limchos. Right? He didn't say, I don't know. He says, I couldn't be moche. And likewise, Rabbeinu Yonah says a similar thing. Right? Who else says, like, says the Rabbeinu Yonah here? Yesh Mefarshim, we talk to Dussel, Sorel, Beisa, Regam, Losham, Acher, Machzik, Bo, that he didn't know, etc., etc. In 1 second. But he doesn't like that because he says that Bakashli up here, Shev, he thinks even far away, you know. He thinks he knew even before he came to the shop. So he was on the board there. Like Tosin Daflam Ches. So he says, what about our Soyesh? Before Shev, I've been in Shkoda Tar Bashu, I've got the Masnation, Shokhech Milimchos.
Okay. So, plus the Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rabbeinu Yonah. And also, it's one day I quoted, you know, by a lot of neutral people, the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Meiri, just, you know, try to minimize their involvement in Machlokas here. But that's what he says here. He says, Kol Posa Yom Shugar Tridna, Pir Sharif, Glossar, Yom Basin, Yom Yodati, Yesh Mepharshim, Lohaili Knight Limchos. Okay, he brings out two opinions. I mean, the Rashba also brings out two opinions, but he has a clear psak. He has a clear hra. What does he say about the second opinion? Eino nir ve'einai. What happened to be the eino nir ve'einai? Eino nir ve'einai because of fancy wonders, because just common sense. Why did you think it wasn't nir ve'einai?
Well, maybe accepts Tosfos's position that it was so in that.
No, because he got into the previous one. The previous Rashbam here doesn't.
Maybe you could say that that the Shukai Havitridna wouldn't be an excuse if you're in the same town to say that if you knew you'd have been moche. That's not enough.
Right. I mean, just to say that in a more simple way. L'chor the Rashbam didn't like this day because L'chor the Rashbam didn't like this day just because how hard is it to be moche? Meaning, don't imagine nowadays you have to hire a lawyer and go to court. You know, all you have to do is find two Eidim and be mocha in front of them. You know, the Gemara tells you how to be mocha. You have to find two Eidim. Okay, you find two kosher Eidim. It's not that hard to find two. It's all Jewish males who are unrelated. And say in front of them, you should know that Ploni is being maxing my karka and he's like, God, and I'm going to sue him. That's all you have to do. It seems so hard. Now again, maybe I underestimate how busy people were in the old days, which is why actually I think maybe Yonah has a more clever. I mean, the Ketosis is like throughout says, well, it can't really be that you know you don't have time to be mocha. How hard is it to be mocha? The either you have to say they were just much busier than we thought. I don't know, it's hard to find two Eden, you know. I'm busy, they're busy, go find. Go find me free time to get with two other men. Nah, they are so busy with their shuk that they don't have time to meet for me. I don't think the customer's going to show up. There must be some people around who aren't so busy. Anyway, Rabbeinu Yonah actually says a little better. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, just his lashon is a little, he throws in something. What does he say? He says, Avid in Shavaflossi Yom Shar Vashuke, the Abgash de Machs of Esau, Shocheach mi Limchos Vashila Tirda, Vlom is Damid Lo Limchos. So, Shocheach mi Limchos Vashila Tirda, Lom Zamid Lo Limchos. You know, he does say Lom is Damid. He didn't have the opportunity, but I think he was trying to say, not because he didn't have time. It doesn't mean so long to be Mokhe. Okay. It's because he forgot, because he was so distracted by all the things he had to do in the Shuk. That it's not that he like just never found a minute to be mocha. It's just that he got distracted and forgot, and that's a valid excuse. So maybe Rabbeinu Yonah would say a little different, not just a little hayo p'nai, just that he forgot. So maybe we'll even give Rabbeinu Yonah.
Isn't that he was busy is close to pshia because he knew he had to do it, but he should have done it. But that he forgot is closer to onus. There's a big difference.
Correct, which is what the coach Gavon shachach limchos. Right, he forgot. Machnas tirdes hashok. Okay, we all know. Maybe I'm the only one. But sometimes when you're really distracted and pressured and a million things are going on, you forget that you're supposed to do something else, right? In a regular day, we try to remember. Some of us are better than others. I'm not great. But when you're really pressured and there's crazy pressure going on, it's very natural human nature to forget. Okay, I think that might address a little bit the Einu Nir V'Einai. I'm making up. I'm speculating. If the Einu Nir V'Einai is just common sense, how hard is it to be mocha? There really is answering. It's not that it was too hard for him, okay? It's just that he got distracted and forgot. Okay, a lot of machloksim here in psychology, which we're not b'nei hachi to be machria.
But at this point, then you have to assume that that happened repeatedly for 3 years.
For 30 days each year.
Yeah.
Rava's a chiddush here. I admit Rava is a chiddush here. So once you're dealing with machar, Rava becomes more of a chiddush. If you say he didn't have time to check on his house, then maybe, you know, to say either he forgot to be mocha or he didn't have a chance to be mocha is a chiddush, I admit. Yes.
This might be really semantical, but as soon as Rava said Shukai have it to Ridna and people know halacha, then it's just that Chazal tell him that he doesn't need to, during the night hours after he's done working in the shuk, make a macha because he was covered the whole day.
No, that's circular.
Why is that circular?
Because Chazal didn't tell him Shukai have it to Ridna. Rava responded to and read the reality. And that applied before Rav read the reality.
I mean, in terms of expecting a macha, it's if you are.
Okay, there's a lot of technicalities that the Ketzos and the Achronim ask on our sugya. He probably has a lot of pages about that. I was a little bit of two minds whether to get into them. There are technicalities, so maybe I'll cause them very quickly. The Ketzos asked a very, very strong question. He said, hold on a second. What did the Ketzos do? He said, what happened to Shuki Baroi? Let's leave Rabbi Yochanan here, leave Rabbi Gershon here. Let's stick with the main street show. Shuki Baroi is a faraway place, which the Gemara tells us later on, there are no shayonks. Right? What happens in a faraway place? You never hear the Chazaka, right? Basically, what lines could you draw here? You could say, you never hear the chazaka in a faraway place. And even when you come to the sukkah for 30 days, you never hear the chazaka. Okay, or you could say, you never hear the chazaka in a faraway place. And even when you come to the sukkah, then you hear it. But you can't be mocha. Or you heard the chazaka and you can't be mocha in a faraway place. Then you come here and you still can't be mocha. The one thing you can't do is, you're not allowed to do this. Right, to say, well, in the faraway place, Shuki Baroi, you heard about the chazaka, we couldn't be mocha. And then your excuse is maybe the 30 days of the shuk, you never heard the chazaka. What do you mean? You already heard it from far away, you just couldn't be mocha. So you can't say, now I didn't hear it. Like, this combination should be usher. All other combinations, you wonder, this combination should be usher.
The combination also for Rishonim above and saying that too busy, then you also either have to assume that he only came. You have to assume both of the following things.
He would hold that he didn't hear the halakha, you also can't be mocha. That's mocha. That answers the question that you're about to ask. That's mocha in the shakra talking about the test. Okay, so what's the Ketzos' technical problem? The Ketzos' technical problem is that, first of all, since he thinks no one holds this, because it's stupid, basically, I mean, he didn't have Rabbi Gershom, I guess. I don't know why. I don't know if he had any shown, which he did, which he didn't. Before he had some of them. I don't know. Since he really doesn't like this shot, he basically thinks everyone has to hold that you didn't realize for the 30 days. So then what does Hosea Mamre say? Okay, that's not such a big kasha, because that's just based on assumption. Also, the problem with the rush is on the contradictory side, and it's the same paragraph of rush. It's not a rush there and a rush here. It's both the rush and our sugism and buck. So it starts out by saying, during the 30 days, I never heard you in my house. And then the end says, while I was in the Shuka Baroi, of course I heard, but I couldn't be mocha. So the Ketzos makes, based on the Ketzos making up that no one should hold like Rebbe Yishu Farshim, he has a kasha on Tosfos, Lamaches.
doesn't make sense, but the Rush Hakka doesn't make sense, because the Rush starts out saying that during the 30 days I never knew you were in my house, and then says, but during the 11 months beforehand, I did know you were in my house. So that creates a technical problem. Unless you say the Rush changed his mind about how things work in the middle of a paragraph, which, you know, is, you think he should have told us. Anyway, Lemaisa, it's a technical problem, meaning.
Wait, why can't you say that you came back during the year of the third year, but when you go back, meaning when you left during the third year, you see we showed him that say that you had in mind to be mocha later, but then you go back and then you weren't able to be mocha.
Ah, because the Rush doesn't say that you're not able to be mocha. The Rush says you never knew he was in your house. The Rush says during the 30 days you didn't know he was in your house.
Yeah.
But he says far away you did know he was in your house. It's just talking like the Rush doesn't logically read. Okay, you just have to give a technical answer. Sethiktos, what did the Rush mean by I didn't know you were in your house? What he means was, I forgot you were in my house. All 11 months I knew you were in my house, but I was too far away to be mocha. I got here for the shop and I forgot you were in my house. Which is basically Rinayona, just like, you know, saying a different word. I forgot you were in. So he said, the Rush can't mean I didn't know, because the Rush thinks I knew from far away. He just means I forgot. The
other answers are,
the Tumen says, what it means is I knew the 11 months, but then when I came here close by, and I didn't hear that you were in my house, I didn't know you were in my house, because I thought you left. I thought you left, because I was here, and I didn't hear any rumors you were in my house. But really, that wasn't true. The reason I didn't hear rumors, because everyone was so busy with the shuk, they had no time to spread rumors. And then Siva said, when the Rush said that you're here from far away, he means you usually hear, but sometimes you don't, and this guy said he didn't. Okay, there's a lot of technical answers. Maybe we'll just suffice the Ktsos's answer, said the Ktsos, because of this, that it doesn't mean I never knew Shaka Shehallah Machzik Bebeso. Okay, that's what the Rush meant. That solved the technical problem. Okay, the last thing I mentioned here is really...
Isn't this the Ktsos more connected also to the Ukiyosik, the idea of they're making the Machzik at the last moment.
No, I think that's the other Ktsos. I don't think this, the Ktsos does say, see what I said in the next piece, but I don't think it's totally Havaha. I don't think this Ktsos is totally on that other Ktsos. Yeah, there are two Ktsos in the Makarosh. I don't think it's totally Havaha.
Even though he does say, see the next piece. Okay, the last technical point I want to mention before.
Because that creates more of the onus, that claim that I waited.
Correct. Or rather, let's say this. I don't think this Ktsos needs the next Ktsos. The next Ktsos might need to refer a little to this Ktsos. This works before we bring in the Ktsosis of cut and base. Right? I think the Ktsosis of cut and base needs to bring this in. Let me just briefly mention a big chiddush of the Mukiyosi here, which all the Rishonim seem to agree with.
Says the, to the best of my knowledge, all Rishonim agree with, at least theoretically. Mukiyosi here makes two diukim. Okay, these are big, if you looked at some of these in brackets, which, you know, were hard. There's hard things which are like the ikar of the sugya, and you have to work on. There are hard things which are really side points. The Nebuki Yosef makes two diukim. The first one is in many that we've shown him here says that we see from here the guy was far away for 2.9 years and then came close at the end of the 3 years. That's a valid kazaka. Why? Because if he wouldn't have said it toward my shock, then it would be a valid chazaka because he was here for the last month. And that, of course, makes lots of common sense. Even if the guy was away for 2.9 years, if the guy then shows up at the end of the 3 years and he checks and sees I've been in the house for 3 years and doesn't say anything, that's a valid chazaka. That's not so controversial. Then Mukiyosi adds something else. And this was those who are in the Shir Kali. The next thing Mukiyosi adds is what Rinola spoke about in the Shir Kali, which we're not going to repeat. Which is, and here is where all of these yokim and shach go crazy. Did the second thing that Mukiyosik said, was it meant to be proven from our sugya, or was it just agav orcha he was saying it? Okay, unclear. Unclear whether it's something he meant to prove from our sugya, or just something he's saying agav orcha, but what does he say here? He's, you know what, Chaim, can you give me the board?
So this is Allah Maisa. What does he say? Let's say he was in town for 2.9 years.
One second.
He was in town for 2.9 years. And then he was far away for the last month. It's not a good chazaka.
Why?
Because maybe he wanted to be mocha, thought he'd make it back in time to be mocha. That's how things are. Then he got delayed. Okay, those are the two statements we could use there. Both of them are paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, and at the very least, all else being equal, are accepted halacha. You know, are probably reasonable. By probably, I mean, according to most Rishonim, not wrong. What did Mukhe Yosef say? He's not the only one. But the post-mortem coped with Mukhe Yosef because, you know, they all, the Achronim, all had a copy of the Mukhe Yosef before they had a copy of all the other Rishonim. Right? Meaning the Mukhe Yosef was printed very early on in the history of printing on the side of the Rif. They printed Rif with Mukhe Yosef. They didn't print the Rash for Rit, Ramban, all the other Rishonim until, you know, 200 years later. Which is why a lot of things are quoted from Mukhe Yosef, even though the Mukhe Yosef just copied them from the Ran, Rash, Rit, and Ramban. So what did Mukhe Yosef say here? He said two things. He says, if he was Makom Rachok for, you know, two and 11 twelfths shanim. And then he was in a makom karov for the stove, shalosh at the end of the, right? I don't know these fractions. So, makom, stick with decimals. Makom Rachov for 2.9 years, then he was in Makom Karov at the end, Vilo Micha. Hefzik, it's a valid chazaka. Why? Because he should have been Mocha at the end when he got here and discovered the guy had been there 3 years. Okay, not controversial. Next thing we can use is, if he's in Makom Karov for 2.9 shanim, and then he was in the Mako Racho Bistoftalo Vilomicha Lo Hasek. Basically, the principle is Hakol Holich Achrasof. Why Lo Hasek? Lo Hasek, because why not say, well, he obviously didn't want to be Mocha. He obviously had no objections. No, because maybe he was just waiting for the last minute. And then at the last minute, didn't make it home in time, right? What? After all, what if he wasn't mocha until the last day? It's not a chazaka. Oh, why do you wait till the last day? Because sometimes people wait till the last day. So maybe he waited till the last day, and on the last day, he was too far away. He thought he'd be home, but he was too far away. So why? Because maybe he waited for the last day, and then, and if you ask me, why do you wait for the last day? He said, because I have time. A lot of people wait for the last minute. I know a lot of people wait for the last minute. And then what happens to the last minute? They're nanas at the last minute. The last minute, something gets messed up. So what do all of us moralists, Bali Musar, say to them? You fool, who told you to wait for the last minute, etc. But that's not what the halacha says to them, right? The halacha says that onus b'yom achron, it's a sugya all over Shas. And there's Mukhe Yosef, which is paskin mainstream by the poskim, that nope, if you waited for the last minute and then the last minute you were nanas, it's not your fault. That's an ones, b'chol haTorah kula, basically. And then got stuck. Got stuck, you know, far, got stuck far away. Okay, just waited for the last minute and then got stuck. Same as if you waited for the last minute and got sick. That would be a valid excuse. Okay, that's the Mukhe Yosef. The Tzos asked the question, which I really like the Ksonas Pasuk. I was going to put the Ksonas Pasuk on the course sheet, but I didn't get my act together in time to actually find the Ksonas Pasuk Since then, I found the Ksonis Pasul on HebrewBooks.org, and I looked it up, and how do we even know this Ksonis Pasul? I have Ksonis with footnotes. Oh, he calls it Ksonis Pasul, right? Of course. Okay, I have Ksonis with footnotes. That calls the Ksonis Pasul, and I looked it up, it's really there. Same as in the Sefer. You should always look it up and make sure it's really there. But what's the question? What's the question of the Ksonis? I mean, the Ksonis Pasul didn't know it was the Ksonis question. But the question is told that why did the guy have to say, according to this, why did the guy have to say, I was tarod, why did he have to say, I was in Shukei Baroi, and then I was tarod in my shuk for 30 days? He should have just said, I was tarod in my shuk for the last 30 days. Right? So that's the question of Ksos. Why did he need to say Shukei Baroi instead of just said Harod B'Shuk on the last day, right? At the end of 3 years, the last day was within my 30 days of Shuk, right? What's the diok? Meaning, what's the diok? Diok is that if he was tarod b'shok at the end of 3 years, but close by in the middle, then it would be a chazaka. Okay, that goes against Mugay Yossi. The deal is he needs an excuse for all 3 years. Shukei Baroi and Torah during the Mishuki. But why is it enough to have an excuse for the end? Doesn't Mugay Yossi says excuse for the end? Sadly, an excuse for the end is not good enough. So how do you answer this question? So, okay, this is good. These are good Kolatura Kula answers. It's not Lomdus Vekhesis Gimel Shanim, but it's good Kolatura Kula Musar answers as to, you know, when you're responsible and when you're negligent. Says the Ksumis Pasim. That's the Ksos question. What? That's the Ksos Diyuk in the Gemara. That's the Ksos Diyuk. It's all part of the question. I mean, this equals this. Okay. Maybe I should draw an arrow. In other words, the Ksos Pasim just says your whole question is based on a false premise. What's the false premise? The false premise is that you can be medayek from the story. Who said you can medayek for a Rambam? Because the Rambam doesn't tell you stories. The Rambam says, if this and this would happen, then this and this would be the din. Why do you have to say this and this would happen? So you're medayek, right? But in the story in the Gemara, you can't be medayek. Why did the guy say this? Why did he say that? The guy wasn't the posek. The guy was just a guy. He just said what happened. Why do you have to say B'Shuka? Who said he had to say B'Shuka B'Roi? He just told us the story that happened. Sometimes there are things in the story that are not relevant, right? Sometimes there are red herrings in the story, right? B'Shuka B'Roi was a red herring. It's not relevant. It's not necessary. So says the Ksonis Pasim. It's a safe front shas. He says, bad deal. You can't be medayik from a story. And really, just tarid is shook on the last day is enough to be mevatel v'chazaka. Okay. He is a real mekel and mussar. Basically, the hull open, if you were nanas at the last minute, that's a valid excuse. You don't need anything to build up to it.
I don't want to get into literary theory. But his
okay,
point,
good.
But it seems important to do so now. The Ksonis Pasim is making the wrong assumption that the Gemara wasn't written by those who wrote the Gemara. Meaning, it wasn't like a Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling us the mice of what happened. They're making choices on what to write. And they decided to write that he was Meshuggah Barai, not just important, telling us the details of the story that he wasn't Moche for 2.9 years.
Okay, that was the. You're making an assumption.
That's part of the reading things. I mean, you read in the detail of.
No, you're making an assumption that the Gemara only brought down the part of the story they considered halachically relevant. And Iksos Basim says no. Maybe that's Iksos also. Iksos knew it was a story. But so it's also something we're only wrote down the parts of the story that are halachically relevant. After all, how about the story in the Chumash? Then we all agree that the Hashem and the Chumash only wrote down the part of the story that are relevant. So the Gemara, you're assuming the Gemara, clearly more edited story, only wrote down the halachically relevant parts of the story. And he's assuming no, the Gemara wrote down the story some. The Gemara wasn't so medactic, and where it wasn't wasn't being stingy about every word. And just wrote down the story as it happened. Human interest story. Okay. You're denying it, so it's the premise. What do you want me to do?
Is this just here? I mean, aren't there enough stories throughout Shas that there should be some...
And you're right. Go through every story in Shas and see if every detail is necessary or not. The truth is that Yomi might have an upper hand. We don't see a lot of great herons in Shas. But... The Ksonis Pasim would say, well, obviously we're not going to have completely relevant things. What we're going to have is things that the characters thought might be relevant, even if the halacha doesn't. And therefore, that will only happen once in a while. Obviously, when I have a story, the guy says, what are you doing in my house? I was here for 3 years. The guy says, yeah, but I have three kids. You know, okay, that's not relevant. But at least something which a character, a balabasla, is going to have to be relevant. I can deny it. Find the Seder. I'm not getting to lie. I don't know anything about literary theory. Literary theory is one of the things that I made a decision not to know anything about. Zera up to all kinds of bad things. I just want to point out that none of the Achronim pointed this out. I'll take it back. Okay. If you view the Gemara. If you view the Gemara as all being not what the Ktzos says about forgetting, but about never finding out, then it's not a good question in the first place, because this has nothing to do with because if the Gemara is not about whether it could have been Mocha, everyone assumes about whether it could have been Mocha somehow, or the Ktzos will say is insane somewhere along those lines. If you assume that the Gemara is about Mamish never finding out, then of course he needs to explain why he never found out the whole time. Let me say better. If you assume he could have been Moche even during the Shok, it's just he never knew the guy was in his house, then the deed of faults. I want to be a Makel and Musser here. Then the deed of faults, we'll see what I'm opposed to. Lanias Daiti, I think, if we say he could be Moche during the Shuk. Just he never knew about the Matzik. He could be Moche during the Shuk. He just never knew the Matzik was there. Then, of course, he needs to see the Shuk Yibarayim. Because if he ever knew the Matzik was there, then he had time to be Moche during the Shuk. Then he needed to say Shukei Barai because, again, Thiktos, if he ever knew, he would remember and have to be Mocha on the last day. So the Ktos is assuming, basically the Ktos is assuming this is all about not being able to be Mocha. This is all about having an excuse for not being Mocha. If you say it's not an excuse for not being Mocha, it's about never knowing anything in the first place, then obviously he needed to say Shukei Barai. It's not enough to not know more. Because basically if you know in the middle, then you also know at the end. Knowledge sticks with you, unless you say like the Ktos. If you say against themselves, right? If they against themselves, it's about never knowing, then of course he needs to say, I never knew. Because if he ever knew, then he should have been Mocha.
So if you, when he's died, if I'm reading the Rashbam, I'll say there's no deer here in the first place. It's not about whether he could or couldn't have been Moshe. Let me say this a little better, and that will be a way to introduce the Ketos and the Mesivos, and then decide how we pass them muster-wise, and then go right. Again, this is called the thing of Onus B'Yomach. We procrastinated, and then Onus B'Yomach, right? What do we pass in says the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef? Ones b'yom achron equals ones. The kasha is, so why does he need an excuse the whole time? Right? Question is, why does this guy need an ones for all 3 years? Says Luxonis passing. He doesn't. Yom Achron is enough. And don't be Gedaik in stories. Says me, based on what I think is Rov Rishonim, which again, the Ketos is not, for some reason, the Ketos is not going. Is this onus or that onus? Mm-hmm. He didn't realize, if you don't even know the guys in your house, that's not a question of onus. That's a question of just, well, let me say better. Says me, Irelinius Nighty. Lefi ro rishonim kagon rashbam. That says, if the onus is, if that, to say that, the onus here is ignorance of the chazaka. So the onus here is ignorance of the chazaka and not inability to be mocha. Then you only need to be ignorant of chazaka on the last day. But in order against the Ketos, in order to be ignorant on the last day, you need to be ignorant the whole time. Because knowledge sticks with you against the Ketos. If you know a fact on the first day, you also know it on the last day. If you know a fact on the second day, you also know it on the last day. Basically, you only need an excuse for the last day. The excuse was I didn't know it was in my house. But in order to not know it was in your house on the last day, you need to not know it was in your house the whole time, because otherwise you would have still remembered it. So basically, you only need to be ignorant on the last day, but to be ignorant on the last day, you need to not know all 3 years. Because otherwise, that knowledge would have stuck with you. Okay, let's see what the Ketos says. What does the Ketos say? The Ketos, or let's see, like, says the Ketos, he says, you know what, onus b'yom achron depends. Says the Ketos, there's two levels of onus. An onus gomor, we say, onus b'yom achron, nikra onus. If you had an onus gomor, you might have, could not have done it. Like what he said for the rush. You totally forgot about the whole thing. Oh, the gomer is a good excuse. But what if you want to think of the video? Say, if you have an onus, not an onus gomer, right? If you have not an onus gomer, but it's just very hard. Not an onus gomer, it's just very hard. Not impossible. Onus gomer means impossible. If it's impossible on the last day, that's an onus. And we don't say, well, shouldn't you have gone in advance? So I have the right to procrastinate. People are allowed to procrastinate. But we all procrastinate, no? Raise your hand here if in college you started working on a paper more than 2 days before it was due.
I don't think it was good.
Anyway. Okay. Yeah.
that was the biggest einfall I had in college was I got to college and they said, they assigned the papers, say, start working on it now 2 months in advance. So I start working 2 months in advance, sit there every night and procrastinate and just stop. So I finally realized, you know what? I'm going to procrastinate till the night before it's due anyway. I might as well go to base management and learn meanwhile. So I went to base management, learn until the night before it was due, and then I was the same as everyone else. Except I learned base management. Okay, that's the secret to success in college. Anyway, back to the Ksos. What did the Ksos say? He said, isn't it impossible, ethic? If you not, again, think about this. Let's say the guy, he put it off to the last minute, and then Chas v'Shalom got into a car crash, was in the hospital. You know what? He should have done it earlier, but it's a good excuse. Let's say he put it off till the last minute and then wasn't feeling well. And then, you know, then was sick. Okay, what do we say? You know what? You've been putting it off, putting it off, putting it off. Even if you're a little sick now, you should make an effort and do it after putting it off for so long. Onus b'yomacher is an excuse if it's an onus b'yomacher. If it's just hard, then that's not an excuse after saving it for the last day. If I only give you 2 days to do something and you're in bed with a, you know, mild flu, that's a good excuse. If I give you 2 years to do something and the last day you're in bed with a mild flu, that's not an excuse. It says, come on, you've been pushing up for 2 years. Now make the effort and get out of bed and do it anyway. Then he says, it's very hard. Nope. Then hiya lo lasos. Biyom achron kevan she hayon yochol lasos b'meshes man rav. And what is he saying? He said the Ruki Yosef must hold that it's not an onus gomer such as shechka for the rush. That's what he's talking this, but it's just an onus of Torah b'shoch. Right? What is saying Ruki Yosef? Says the Ksos that. This is Sifkat and Bays. Says the Chen Yerim Mika Yosef constantly issue first minute Yom Shuk Torah Bein Lo Pnei Limchos. Okay, which he doesn't like. Anyway, but he has to swallow from the Mika Yosef, meaning this would be Shachach Lagamre. That's an onus gomer, and this would be Lo Haya Lo Pnei Limchos. That their excuse, that lousy excuse, well, how you look time limchos, that's good enough. You didn't have time limchos the whole time. But if I gave you 3 years and you waited for the last minute you didn't have time limchos, then that's not a good excuse. Okay, so that Ksos is meaning this is a psak in Kol HaTorah Kula Musar. I assume he would say this about Kol HaTorah Kula. That there's an in-between level of onus. The in-between level of onus is a good onus if you have it the whole time, but it's not a good excuse if you wait until the last minute. Then you should have made an extra effort. Once you wait until the last minute, you should make an extra effort. Says the Nesivos, something very pashut. This Nesivos says, if you try to read the Nesivos, now one Nesivos is dealing with a lot of other more complicated things. But there's one line here where he says, it's funny, it's right after he quotes the Shittim Gubetzes, but he didn't quote this aspect of the Shittim Gubetzes. I think the Nesivos is just in the Shittim Gubetzes. And I also think there's the best answer in the Mukha Yosef, there's Maduri from the Mukha Yosef, and it's common sense. See, there's two types of onus b'yom achron. There's onus b'yom achron where I put it up at the last minute thinking I'll be able to do it. And then I have a surprise onus b'yom achron. I wait for the last day to write my paper, and then someone waits the last day to get their paper, and then gets very sick and goes to the hospital. There's no way to predict that. They thought, I know it's more responsible to not wait for the last day, but they had a good hobby and they do it the last day. Okay, they wait for the last day and then end up in the hospital. That's a good excuse. What's the other option? The other option is they have surgery scheduled. Surgery is scheduled for April 4th. They know they're going to be in the hospital for 4 days. So it's due April 5th. So they save it for the last day and then they're in the hospital. What can they do? That's a stupid excuse. If it's a predictable onus b'yom achron, that's not a good excuse. You should at least have known that if you knew you would be nenef b'yom achron, you have no excuse. That's a stupid excuse. If you're surprised onus b'yom achron, that makes sense. But it makes sense. Again, the Bali Musar wouldn't like it. But okay, how long we're not always Bali Musar. We say, you know what, you waited for the last day. On the last day, a surprise happened and it wasn't your fault. But if you knew you wouldn't be able to do it on the last day, then you're a poshea gomer for not doing it beforehand.
And he says, what would be on the Lachot here? Did the guy get sick? Did he die? Did he captured by bad pirates and taken prisoner? No, he had a scheduled 30-day shuk. What do you mean? He knew he was going to have a 30-day shuk. If he knew he was going to have a 30-day shuk, then he should have done it beforehand. And a 30-day shuk is no excuse. This makes so much common sense, and it's been doing it in the Lashon Mukayosi. I think the Nesivus, first of all, it's not the Nesivus, the Shidulon of Lomi. What does he say? That part he quotes, but this part, the Chaim is Sabrali, the Bain Barosh Bain 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 Sophabrali Limkos. He should have been Mocha, whether at beginning and or middle. Came and showing a road to Lahafli. He's not talking about exactly. Since you knew you were going to go far away, okay, maybe he's going further than this, I don't know. But the Yodesha wrote to Lahafli. Okay, I'm not
he's
sure.
He's not saying in this case, but
he might be saying something in rigorousness. He might be denying the Lugios entirely. Okay, I'm not sure. It could be he's denying the Lugios entirely. It says that the Sivos, he makes well, just the Sivos makes a lot of common sense. Says that the Sivos, he says no. A surprise on this. A surprise on this beyond Achron is an excuse. After all, I procrastinated in a surprise, but a planned Ones beyond Achron, I knew that in advance. It's not Ones. He should have done it earlier. If I knew it here, he knew he's going to get shot. I think that the Messiah's been doing it in Nemuke Yosef. What did Nemuke Yosef say? The Nemuke Yosef says that if if I wait till the last minute and then I'm nanas, I'm far away, it's okay. Why? The aim of Daito Yeloshimalan is down low. Because maybe he planned to make it back in time, just didn't work out. Meaning, maybe he thought it would work out and then it didn't work out. So surprise on us, Yomakro. But even the Sivas is only made one, surprise on us, Yomakro. Not, I mean, that's ridiculous. The guy didn't down. Why didn't I daven? I didn't daven because I waited till the last 5 minutes. Ah, oh, you knew in the last 5 minutes that you know you had an appointment at the hospital. Okay, whatever. Why didn't daven mincha? I didn't daven mincha because I was in the hospital. I had an appointment at 4 o'clock. They put me under getting surgery. So why didn't daven mincha before 4 o'clock if you knew you were going there? Right? That's not an excuse. So the sequence I think is very common sense. Okay, maybe that's what the shidduch no, maybe he means to go even further and just denying the Mukhi Yosef entirely. Right, so maybe the Shito Onogomi, what does he say? He says he should have been Mocha beforehand, because if he knew he was going far away, I don't know if he had like a Sivus, he knew he was going far away, not returning. Or he means, no, just be something, he should have been Mocha beforehand and shouldn't have taken chances. Okay, unclear. It could be he means like a Sivus. Anyway, Kitzer, we had a question. The question is, if only three of them is an excuse, why did this guy need to say Shuka B'Rayim? Why not just say I'm going to shuk? It could be. It would be enough savers in the shuk. And just not everything in the shas is how much we significant. Could be that if the onus here is not that he couldn't be Mocha, that he didn't know, then yeah, he only needs to not know on the last day. But in order to not know on the last day, he also has to not know on all the previous days, or else he'd remember against the Sos. Or the Sos says, no, a good onus beyond Achron is a good excuse. But a very hard onus beyond Achron, once you're ready for procrastinating, we expect you to do something hard or else you're a koshea. And the Sima said most common sense. He said an unpredicted onus beyond Achron is a good excuse. But if it was a scheduled onus beyond Achron, that's ridiculous. And of course you should have done it beforehand. No one had the right to say, I'll procrastinate till the last day when I know that I won't be able to do it the last day. That's ridiculous. And this guy knew he would be in the shop. And Pashtas, if brother knows Hazak Evans Tar in the shop, the guy also knew the guy who was a merchant for sure to be Tar in the shop. So I think that the Nesivus is the simplest answer. Okay, now we are ready to start this year.
Does the
Rebbe?
The Nesivus, is that connected up with the issue of fortune? Is it connected with those two?
I don't think so, but you'll ask me afterwards. Yes, Yehuda.
Yeah, I wanted to know why Shachach Legamre is considered an onus gamor. Why didn't he leave himself a reminder? A simple reminder.
Because the answer is because he didn't, he thought he would remember and then he forgot. So you're right. You could be a Baal Mussar and say that's not a valid excuse. But like I said, we're not such Baal Mussar and we say if you thought it would work out and then all of a sudden you forgot, then you're right. We should all be more Baal Mussar. But if we're talking here, you know, I'll be strict in. Dini Mamre is going to be strict in. Okay, the Dievin, yes, we have to also go by strict in. But he thought he would remember and then he forgot.
Okay.
Says the Gemara, ha bottom of the lam and how darmi lechavrei boys hi ara. What are you doing in this land? Normally Tanya Zavinta darmi zanu yinach. I bought it from Plony, who told me he bought it from you. Here this little lunch thing. I bought it from Plony. Apparently, I don't know whether he bought it from you, and he said he bought it from you. So Amar Lei, atlad kamodis I argue. You admit it's mine. You admit it was mine originally. Avados minvein. You admit you didn't buy it from me. Still, over in Diat. What did the guy say? He says, hold on. You admit it's mine? Yes. You admit you didn't buy it from me? Yes. You bought it from someone who claims to have bought it from me? What does that do there? You bought the Brooklyn Bridge. We ran the old country could say that's called buying the Brooklyn Bridge. Right? I never sold it to this other guy. You have no claim against me, and I get the land. I'm Rav Dina Kamerlei. He wins. Okay, this, to understand this Gemara properly, as I implied in the Makar sheet, you have to go to the easier case. This case, there's a few details that need to be filled in. Enough mem alpha and bays, which the sort of the case of what if I bought it from an intermediary, right? Not a crazy case. You're the Marakama. A lot of times I bought it from an intermediary. What is the halacha? From our Gemara, it sounds like I always lose. Okay, that gets a little ridiculous at a certain point because, you know, then how do you have commerce? So the Gemara mem alpha and bays gives us the balance of rights. How gavra de darba kashta b'lisa arba shnei, a certain guy lived in a certain attic in Kashta for 4 years. Some years, so it's even at 40 years, which would not change the halacha, but, you know, add to the drama. Asam Mari de Besa Ashtay. The owner came, the Marakama came to Alamar Lebais by Besa. What are you doing in my house? I only implied he was vintage. Not I bought it from Plony and bought it from you. Amam Alpha and Besa. Asam Lakam Yerchia. Amalei Islach Sani Dorbe Ihud Zavnishme Vapilo Chad Yoma Okimno Yadach Vilo Lo. Ah, here comes a Kiddush. Right? Here comes the Chiddush. Set Rav Chiya, if you have Adam that the middleman lived there for one day, you win. If not, you lose. Okay, we'll have to bring that back to Arson. Was there Adam one day? Was there not Adam one day? What's the difference in this case and that case, etc. But here it's very clear. Amar Rav, have you seen the Kamad Chaviv? You're Amar Lei Chiyin on him also Yilika Chulim Kor B'Layla. And we'll interpret this like Rav Yonah tells Rush. What did Rav think that Rav Chiya meant? That if you don't have Adam, he was there one day, then it's proof that he's that someone's lying. If you don't have Adam, then it's proof that he never really bought it. Says, why is that proof that he never really bought it? He and also Likah Lunka Laila. Can't someone buy something? What do you call it nowadays? Flip, right? You buy the house and you flip it. Can't the guy buy the house and flip it within one night and never be seen living there? The Chazis in the Daikin says, and I understood, meaning he didn't have to tell me, I understood what he meant was, if I say I bought it from the middleman who bought it from you and I saw him buy it from you, if I have a kind of Zvadai, then I win. Me, I could say I bought it, I could say I saw him buy it. The problem here is, it's not that it's a proof that I'm lying. No. Then he said, what kind of proof that I'm lying? Maybe he flipped it overnight. No, it's not a proof that I'm lying. It's a lack of taina, right? If I make a taina and I say, I bought it from him and I saw him buy it from you, I have a full taina. I know that I'm right. If I say I know that I'm right, I win. The case where he required Eidos to Darbe Iu Chadyom is if I don't know, I come with the taina suffix. You're the Marakama. I definitely bought it from the middleman and he might have bought it from you for all I know. He claims to have bought it from you. I think he bought it from you. Basically, it's a Chazak Shein Bataina. That's when I need the Darbe Chad Yoma. Amar Rava, Kvasid Ruchiyah Mastaber, Rava Pas like Ruchiyah, which is going to be important for our study because there's also Rava there. So obviously, it's going to be based on Ruchiyah. The Katani Yavam Shem Yerushin Tsar Taina, Tainu Globoy, Araya Boy. Ah, yeah, it makes sense like Ruchiyah because the Mishnah says, on Amar Aleph here, someone who inherits land doesn't need a taina. Doesn't say he wins, just that he doesn't need a taina. The idea is he doesn't need a taina, but he does need a proof of that his father was there one day.
So that supports Rav Tia. He doesn't need a taina. He can say, I don't know what happened to you and my father. I just know I inherited from my father. I don't know what happened before then. He doesn't need a taina, but the diak is, he does need a raya. He does need to prove that his father's there one day. Avadimala raya boy velo taina boy. Ah, maybe that's not a good diak. Who says aim the sort of taina means you don't need raya? Maybe you don't need taina, or maybe it just means you don't need taina. And obviously you don't need raya because whoever brought up a raya. Be by name, a shiny look at shadi zuzi. Or you could say maybe a lokech and yorish are different, because a lokech wouldn't spend money for no reason. Okay, here there's a machlokes. So this means maybe even if a yorish needs a raya, a lokech doesn't, because the lokech spends money. He wouldn't spend money. Okay, well, just stick with the Rashbam here. I put Rabbi Gershom in parentheses. Maybe the yorish needs to prove this problem than one day, but lokech doesn't. The fact that Lokeach spent money on it, he wouldn't have spent money on it unless he was sure that he was buying it from the rightful owner. Because no one likes to waste money. And maybe that's good enough proof that the middleman's the rightful owner. Okay, in any case, the Maskana seems to be a little clear, but the Poskim all agree that Bain Yorish Bain Lokeach needs a Raya of Dorbe Chadyon. They just say, violent Nurabomai. What if no one lived there one day? They just saw him touring it. They saw him touring the place in it. Amar Bai, he Abai says that council living there one day. Ravamar Abanin Shtayar Velo Zavi. No, some like a person, what do you call it? Tor, when they have the real estate showed the house. What do? You see the house? Is there a word for it?
Show.
Yeah, he shows and you see, I guess. Some like a person sees the house to check it out, but doesn't buy it. So therefore, just seeing the house is not good enough. Okay, there we paskin like Rava. What's the principle going on here? The principle going on here is this Mishnah of Bar Mishum Yerusha does not need a taina. Why does Ba Mishum Yerusha not need a taina? What's the principle here? That Ba Mishum Yerusha did not need a taina, right? We have to know what are the basic rules here. On the one hand, what's going on here in Daf Aleph? Chazak she'im a taina lo'avi chazak. The guy doesn't have a taina, right? That's what Rav clarified with Rav Chia. It's not that we prove that he's lying. No, if he has a taina, he says, I bought it from Reuven and I saw Reuven buy it from you. That's a taina. It's just that he says, I don't have a taina. I bought it from Reuven, and I think Reuven bought it from you. That's not a taina. Chazak Hashem a taina is not a taina. But on the other hand, Ba Mishum Yerusha is an exception. Why is Ba Mishum Yerusha an exception? You can't expect them to know, but what's the halachic principle called? So this Mishnah, Mem Aleph and Aleph, that we quoted here, Ba Mishum Yerusha and Tzarech Taina, is also quoted, if you look at the source of Shas, Handaf Chaf Gimel and Aleph. What is saying? Chakim alav alif. Amar papi v'sim rav zvid zoso meres toanim lokeach matonim liyorish toanim lokeach liyorish bezdin tainus for you, right? And the Gemara says yorish tanina habamishum rishon tzarech taina. Oh, it's a Mishnah. The Gemara of Chakim says, what's the principle behind the Mishnah of alif? Toanim liyorish lokeach. I understand what Yomi said. That's not what says in the Gemara. Yomi says maybe chazak sheyim a taina has an exception. That's what the Gemara says. You always come up to from Taina, but we Taina for him. We Taina for him. So apparently, what comes out of this Gemara, Rabosai? What comes out of this Gemara seems to be. What's the happening there? What's the Iker Chiddush of Rav Chia? The Iker Chiddush of Rav Chia is Rabbi Chia, rather, that you need a dos. Darbe Ihu, meaning the middleman, Chadyoma. In order for me to win, I need Eidos, he was there for one day. The Havi in the Gemara is, because otherwise I'm disproven. If I can't bring Eidos, he was there for one day, then I'm disproven. It's an Anan Sadi that I'm lying. But the Gemara Rav says, no. He says, that's not true. It's not Anan Sadi, I'm lying. Maybe he flipped it overnight. Maybe he resold it overnight. He says, no, I understood. If I have a Taina, I don't need it. Meaning, that's what I understood. It's not a not because otherwise disproof or an anansadi. If I have a taina, I don't need, right? If I don't have a tainus bari, right? That's like tainus vadai. If I don't have a tainus bari, if I don't know that I'm the owner, then I need edus dori yuchad yoma. Why? Seemingly, because you need this Eidos of Chad Yoma in order
for Bezdin to be Toanim Lilokea. That's what comes out of the Pshat of the Gemara. Again, the Hadin is, if I can't read it there one day, I'm a proven liar. The Rav says, not true. Maybe he wasn't there one day because he resold it overnight. The answer is no, no, no. If I have a Taina, I don't need to see it there one day. If I have a Taina, I would. Only if I don't have a Taina, I need to prove he was there one day. Why? So put it together in our Chaf Gimel to have to, in order to do Toanim Liorj Lokeach, I need Eidos, he was there one day. The question is just going to be, why, if Bezdin is Toanim Lokeach, why do I need to prove that the middleman was there one day for Bezdin to be Toanim Lokeach? I mean, I have a Chazaka. The guy ate it for 3 years. He has a Chazaka. It's just missing a Taina. So Bezdin fills in the Taina, Toanim Lokeach, but Rabbi Chia makes a Chiddush that's not found anywhere in the Mishnayos, that you need Eidos, the middleman was there for 1 day. Why do you need Eidos? The middleman was there for 1 day. That's what today's shiur is going to be about. Anyone want to give a theory? Although we don't really have time now.
I mean, if he doesn't have Eidim that he got that the middleman was there, then we rely on his amigo, and that he could have just said he bought it from the Marakama, and we don't determine the lokeach when. We're already in
the Zakim. Whoa, okay. You're saying a lot of things that I don't think really calculate. But let's say this a little better. He is amigo. He could have said, why not just say, in all cases, amigo, he could have said, I bought it from you. Now, if he says, I bought it from Plony and I saw Plony buy it for you, he can use amigo if I bought it for you. Why can't, if he says, I don't know, why can't he use his amigo? So the simple answer is, Migo only works. If you make a Taina, we believe you're Taina through a Migo. But if you don't have a Taina in the first place, Migo won't help, right? This is what the Rif calls an Arasugya in something else to be Vadai. Vadai, it started out as his house. Something, whether you ever bought it from, whether the guy ever bought it from him or not, ain't something. Migo's not going to help if you don't have a Taina. Migo only works if you have a Taina. If I make a Taina, believe me, through a Migo. But if I don't have a Taina, and that's what the Gemara says, if I have a Taina, I have a Migo. If you don't have a Taina, Migo's not going to help. Okay, so we'll have to pick up next time. There's a lot of lumdas in this sugya between Daf Mem Aleph and Daf Lamed. A lot of lumdas. There must be many pages in the Masechta about it, right? Pages and pages in the Masechta. I'd be even afraid to start looking at the Masechta. I'd drown and never get out and miss Mincha and whatever. Okay, so I'm going to, you'll tell me whether I matched the Masechta or not. Basically, we'll have to pick up Amir Tzachem with this Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph, then segueing into the Gemara and Daf Lamed, which is really a package deal with basically a lot of lumpus of Tonim Lior Shalokeach and Migo Bezrat Hashem next time. And we want to wish a hearty Mazel Tov to Berman, one of the Chaverim from the Shir. See a lot of nachas, and this mano happens to be Thursday morning, but the plan is that I will say Mazel Tov and then make it back in time for shir. So if I'm a few minutes late, just have patience on Thursday morning.
When you had